This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. After distributing more than 178,000 doses, the mass vaccination site at the Eastfield Mall in Springfield is closing tomorrow. That's as the state says it's taking a more targeted approach to distributing COVID-19 shots. Mall management and some tenants say having the clinic there provided a much-needed boost to business. New England Public Media's Adam Frenier paid a visit.
One mid-morning last week, there was a slow trickle of people checking in at the former Macy's at the Eastfield Mall to get vaccinated at the location run by the company Curative, which is contracting with the state. It was a far cry from the long lines that formed when the site first opened this past winter.
When Curative was open full-time and rocking and rolling, when they first opened up, it was upwards between 1,800 and 2,200 people through the doors a day.
That's David Thompson, Eastfield Mall's property manager. And how many people came to the mall before the pandemic?
Per day, maybe 400.
Some of that increased traffic headed down the hall from the vaccination site to a Greek food stand run by Chris Hatzis. He says they served triple the usual number of customers when the clinic was busy, but things have since slowed down. He says the temporary bump helped keep his business going during a tough time.
It was great to have them up here. And the employees, you know, business for us from the employees as well, not just the people going to get their vaccine, but yeah, sad to see them leave.
And Eric Lopez, who manages a toy store at the Eastfield Mall, says his business also enjoyed a temporary spike during the vaccination site's heyday.
It was nice. Again, just the amount of bodies coming in, the amount of people walking in, walking around was the really helpful thing.
The mall's manager, Thompson, says when he spoke to visitors, some said they hadn't been there in years before going to get vaccinated, and others came back even after getting their shots.
Everybody's got a good understanding the mall won't be what the mall once was. Neither will any other brick and mortar mall. But we will be something new, different, and better, and we're heading in that direction pretty quick.
And the mall's unexpected COVID-19 related boost won't end with the mass vax site. The Springfield courts have been using the old movie theaters to allow for more social distancing. And a spokesperson for Curative says the company will keep a smaller space in the Eastfield Mall to act as a hub for its mobile vaccination clinics. For New England Public Media, I'm Adam Frenier.